Mr. Chairman and members, I sincerely believe that at this critical moment, Dr. Gates is the best possible choice for this position. In my entire adult lifetime, our country has never been faced with more dangerous challenges. With only 6% of the world's population, we face economic growth in other nations and regions which are likely to bring them into economic parity with the United States in a relative short time, and military parity, if as well, if they decide to use their resources for that purpose. We are militarily spread thin in areas of the world where serious threats exist, and there are no easy options for extricating ourselves from our military involvement in Iraq. At the end of World War II and the beginning of the Cold War, we also faced threats that could have overwhelmed us. How we responded then provides us with an excellent guide for the present. First, we brought together people of exceptional talent, like Bob Gates, to serve us without regard to political party affiliation. Second, leaders like President Truman, a Democrat, and Senator Vandenberg, a Republican, adopted a truly bipartisan blueprint that provided us with a consistent policy for over 40 years without regard to which party controlled the White House or the Congress. Third, we did not bear all of the burdens of leadership by ourselves. We formed strong alliances and partnerships with other nations based upon mutual respect. We struck the right balance between diplomacy, dialogue, and military strength. We made sure that we were always strong enough to act alone if we had to do so, but we were wise enough to avoid that situation. We must do exactly the same thing now. Partisan polarization, if allowed to continue, will destroy our economic, military, social, and moral influence in the world, and it will ultimately destroy the fabric of our own country itself. During his 26 years of service at the Central Intelligence Agency and at the National Security Council, Bob Gates demonstrated his sincere commitment to bipartisanship. He served as Deputy Director and Director of the CIA under Republican presidents with Democratic majorities in both houses of the Congress. During the 6 years that I chaired the Senate Intelligence Committee, I watched him effectively work to build a consensus on sensitive issues. Democrats and Republicans had equal seats at the table. During these 6 years, in no small part because of his bipartisan spirit and his respect for the oversight and policy-making role of Congress, our committee, as you remember, Mr. Chairman, had only a tiny handful of roll call votes, and not one of them was even close. We simply worked with each other and with the executive branch, often represented by Dr. Gates, until a consensus was reached. I came to respect Bob Gates as a realist who faced up to the facts and adjusted to changing situations. He rejected inflexible ideological positions and worked hard to fashion practical solutions. We badly need those qualities right now. Most recently, as a fellow university president, I have watched with admiration his leadership in bringing faculty members, students, and alumni together to increase the strength and diversity of Texas A&M, where he serves as president. Bob Gates knows how to lead large and complex organizations. He will hit the ground running as Secretary of Defense at a moment when we have no time to waste. But I am here today not only because I believe that Bob Gates has exceptional ability, but also because I have confidence in his personal integrity and in his sincere desire to serve our country. It was my responsibility to chair the hearings which resulted in his confirmation to serve as director of the Central Intelligence Agency, which have been referenced. His nomination came to our committee on June 24, 1991. Our scrutiny of this nominee was not completed until October 18th of that year. All questions which were raised, even those of doubtful credibility, were vigorously pursued. Part of the final committee report reads as follows, and I quote it. By any standard, the consideration of this nomination was the most thorough and comprehensive of any nomination ever received by the committee. Thousands of documents were reviewed. Hundreds of witnesses were interviewed by the committee staff. The nominee testified for 4 long days in open and closed sessions, responding to almost 900 questions, and written responses were submitted to an almost additional 100 questions. In short, these thorough proceedings confirmed the commitment of Bob Gates to faithful and honorable public service. Today, we have an opportunity to embark upon a new bipartisan path to protect our national security. The Senate can do its part by quickly and overwhelmingly confirming this talented nominee as Secretary of Defense. But confirmation alone is not sufficient. The President must also do his part by making sure that he gives great weight to the bipartisan spirit and realistic advice, which I believe that he will receive from Dr. Robert Gates. There are those who say it is an impractical and romantic idea that we can replace polarization with civility, cooperation, and partnership. To the doubters, I answer that we achieved it in the Senate Intelligence Committee with the help of Bob Gates only 15 years ago. It is not only an option we can achieve with hard work and determination. It is imperative if the United States is to remain the world leader. And it is for that reason that it is an honor for me to recommend to this committee the confirmation of Dr. Robert Gates.